This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 20, The Coming Glory. Our reading comes from Haggai chapter 2. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all the people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. John chapter 1, verse 14. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. After about 70 years in captivity, a remnant of God's exiled people in Babylon returned to the land of Judah. Persia had taken over Babylon, and now Zerubbabel, a descendant of King David, was appointed governor to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem. When the temple's foundation was laid, many of the people shouted with joy, but the older ones wept. Why? Because they had seen the former temple in its glory. What could compare to that? God encouraged Zerubbabel to be strong and to keep working. One day, God would shake up the world again, and the glory of the Lord's temple would outshine even the old temple that had been destroyed. How could that be? The Bible gives us two answers. First, Jesus, the Son of God, became one of us to reveal the glory of God's grace and truth. He whose very body is the temple of God came to give us eternal life. Second, when Jesus returns with the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, there will be no temple, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and all those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life will live there. Trust in Jesus, the Lamb of God, as your Savior, and you too will see the glory of the Lord. Pray with me. Jesus, Lamb of God, thank you for being our temple, where we find forgiveness of sins and the loving presence of God forever. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.